Well, hi, I'm Miranda. You can also call me Mer, whatever you want. I've been on the worship team, I've been on the prayer team, and I have the amazing opportunity to be on the speaking team. We are in a series currently called Prayer is Air. It is about prayer being a source of life for our faith. Last week, Anna talked to us about how we can't do anything without the power of God, how God works through his power, and it is not up to our own. And I really like that point, and I think it's crucial to understanding that the power isn't in your own words, it's not in your own praying abilities, it's not what you say or even how you say it. And I think in this culture of, I need it now, it's really easy to get disappointed if things don't go your way or on your timeline in the right now, in the immediate. And I was watching another sermon about prayer this week, and a preacher named Peter Frey said, prayer doesn't work. God works, and prayer matters. And I think that's really true in a world of sayings like, if I pray, it'll go away, it'll get fixed, it'll be done, it'll fix everything. But that couldn't be further from the truth, because prayer isn't your fix, it's not magic. It's not like a genie, you can't wish for things, right? It's communicating with God, being able to line up with his will, and having a relationship with him. Have you ever had a relationship with someone that you've never talked to? Probably not, right? That's not how it really works. But this week, something a little bit about me is I love kids. I absolutely love kids. I work with children all the time. I live the idea of pregnancy. Don't worry, this is not an announcement. I promise, if you came here for that, I'm glad you're here, but you're gonna be disappointed. I really do love the idea of motherhood. And I do way too much research on like birth stories, different ways to give birth, like birth symptoms, like packing your birth bag, like your hospital bag, like that's, I love it. I love all of it. I've seen all of it. I'm not an expert by any means, but like I could deliver your baby if you wanted. Just hit me up. But I've looked at it all. And if you think back to just a couple of years ago, or even like movies older than like maybe 5 years, you'll see that all of the women in like every scene who are pregnant, they do the breathing technique, right? The you know what I'm talking about? Everyone knows what I'm talking about. Don't pretend like you don't. That's how they breathe. You see like the yelling, sweating, hard work, and then that breath. But now you notice that there's doulas, there's tub births, there's an extensive amount of like breathing and exercise techniques to like get labor started. And there's so much more to labor than just this one breathing technique. It's all about keeping mom in the most comfortable and safe environment. And if she wants to breathe one way, she can do that. If she wants to meditate, if she wants to stray from her birth plan and do something completely different, like that's fine. And even if you look up breathing exercises, pregnancy, almost every single YouTube video is over 1 year old, at least. Most of them are like 4 or 5 years old. And I know what you're thinking. Why are we taking a Lamaze class in the middle of service? But if you think about the way that we pray, it's actually very similar to the way that we now learn breathing techniques, to the way it's now presented to us. We used to just sit and pray. Clasp your hands together, put your head down, close your eyes, speak out loud what you want to say to God. But now I'd like to give you kind of a different idea. We can also pray how we feel connected to God. Talking to God doesn't require a list of tasks. It can, but it doesn't have to be an extremely structured speech. Just like Anna talked about last week, it's not about us. The pressure isn't on you. It's not about letting God know more about you. God knows everything. We don't have to perform for him. He sees us at our worst, our best, in every moment. So why should speaking to him need to look perfect? It doesn't. If we're all pregnant with the Holy Spirit, We all have different ways to connect with the Lord. We have different skills and abilities, interests, passions, and ways to connect with God. And I will go so far as to say that we can pray all the time, no matter where we are, no matter the circumstances. Let's look at the truth of this tonight in 1 Thessalonians 5, 15 through 22. I like to give a little bit of background on scripture, but I'm just going to give you a little one-sentence summary about 1 Thessalonians. It's basically following Jesus has been countercultural, and by following him in his response of love and generosity. That's the main message. So if we start in verse 15, see that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ for you. Do not quench the spirit, do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil. Let's look a little bit closer in verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Have you ever heard of anyone sitting completely still for their entire life with their head down, eyes closed, and hands together? Because I have not ever heard. If you find someone, let me know. I'd like to meet them and ask them. But this is just one example of how God doesn't expect you to be one thing. He doesn't expect you to sit in that quiet room by yourself talking to him in a certain language. We're all different. Not all of us can connect that way. We're not all able to sit in a box for the rest of our lives, right? If we look in Romans 12, 12, he says, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and be constant in prayer. Another example of us being able to be constant in prayer, because we can always be speaking to God. We can always have that in the back of our head. We can understand that he's there, mentioning what you're thinking to him. You don't have to have your eyes closed. You don't have to be speaking a certain way. You don't have to use the right language. You don't have to be in a dark room for God to speak with you. And looking back in 1 Thessalonians verse 19, I want to focus on do not quench the spirit. If we think of the word spirit, it's actually the Greek word pneuma, which can mean what is breathed. We think of spirit a lot as breath. And do not quench, that word quench means to stifle, to suppress. So this verse put together means not suppressing the air of the spirit. Don't cut off what the spirit is telling you or where it's leading you. And I think that's also very important in prayer, being able to be led by the spirit, being able to talk with the Holy Spirit. That's also very important. And not cutting it off means listen to it. You don't have to sit in a room to understand that. You don't have to have your head down. You can, but that's not what's important here. Because I don't know about you, but the Spirit has led me to some crazy places. It's led people to dance in the street like David. And I know in the past that we've talked about praise being whatever you need it to look like. And prayer is honestly the same way. So what can prayer look like? Where do we start? What does that mean? What if I need that structure? Tonight I'm here to just give you a couple ideas, just a glimpse of variety to look at so that you can maybe see prayer in a different light than you usually do. And before I go through those couple of techniques, I don't even want to call them, I just want to say that whatever posture you need to get into to pray is okay. If you need to stand, you have to walk, jump, dance, kneel, sit, wherever you need to be, as long as you're able to focus on talking with God, you can do what you need to do. Some people love to kneel, and I love to kneel, because it allows me to sit differently than I do the rest of my day to focus and to find that posture of surrender, which can be very important during prayer. But if you need to get up and run to find yourself not distracted, honestly, go for it. There are people who take prayer walks, dances, stretches, meditation, all sorts of stuff. So if that's what you need to do, go ahead. Now, this first kind of prayer structure was the first way that I ever learned how to pray. It's a it's a more basic, like, Christian first step, like, understanding to what prayer looks like. And it's the acronym ACTS. And it's an acronym for, I'm going to list these off, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. Adoration is just adoring God in who he is. Confession, truly confessing the sin in your life, being honest with that, and giving it to God. Thanksgiving, thanking God for what he has done and will do. And supplication, the big Christian word, but it's basically just the needs of others and the needs of yourself. So asking God for what you need. It's kind of a simple and easy walkthrough for people who are just starting and are not sure how they want to talk to God. They're not sure how to connect yet, but it allows you to have more of a script in your head so that you can walk through it with God. Now, maybe a more creative way to pray, if you can't sit still like me, or you want to just talk to God, be super loose, you could try writing or color prayer. Just coloring or writing. If you write out your prayers, just to write even like feelings and thoughts to God on paper, it can be helpful to either look back at what you've been thinking and praying about. Or last week, when Anna asked us to write out a prayer, it can be extremely helpful to get your thoughts together first and then be able to write it down. And coloring can help take you out of your mind and just converse with God. Writing and drawing what the Spirit is leading you to pray about. Or you can pick different colors for different groups or prayers happening in your head, in your life. Like purple for family, yellow for thankfulness, blue for peace. That's kind of fun sometimes, right? Just to sit in color with God. Another type of prayer that I was challenged with during a missions trip was contemplative prayer. If you can't sit still, this one may challenge you in a good way. Or if you're more meditative, then this would be a great fit for you. You sit or kneel, get in your posture, try to get rid of all distractions, of all thoughts in your head, and you just listen for God. You listen to what Him and the Holy Spirit are telling you, and this can be very peaceful and rewarding, but it's also extremely difficult and very hard for people who are always thinking, like me, and like need to move around and get antsy. But sometimes it's good to challenge yourself, right? The last prayer technique I have for you has been super transformative in my prayer life. I remember doing this at youth group one night, and I've just kind of kept it in my prayer routine. Just an idea for you. I have one jar with popsicle sticks in it, and I take out a popsicle stick and write something I've been worried about, a sin I've been struggling with, feeling guilty about, something that's been on my mind that's not helpful to my heart, and I sit and pray over it, asking God to take it away from my mind, to clear it, to think more about Him, and I break the popsicle stick, put it in a different jar, and move on. Or try to move on, at least. This is just to show you that there's so many different ways to pray. There's so many different postures, ideas, words that you can get out to say to God. But ultimately, I want you to understand tonight the main idea, that prayer is not about being right. It is about being genuine. It is less about what you say and more about the heart behind it. So let's throw away the predetermined ideas that we need to pray a certain way, use a certain language, that we have to breathe the way that they taught 5 years ago, but that we're free to feel connected, to try new things, and to get comfortable and uncomfortable to speak with God how we haven't before. I challenge you tonight and the rest of the week to pray differently. Try at least one new way, one prayer that scares you, one way the Spirit is leading you to pray. And tonight, as I close, something that makes me grow in my prayer life and is super challenging for me is writing out my prayers. So for the first time ever, I am going to pray a prayer that I've already written. So this was my challenge for this week, was writing out this prayer. So will you pray it with me? Dear Father, I thank you for the ability to meet freely here together and learn more about you, Lord. I'm so thankful for your Holy Spirit and the way it guides us. I pray that we can discern between the pull of the Holy Spirit and worldly thoughts. Prayer can seem so far away, so medial and task-oriented. So help us to become patient in hearing your voice and your answers. Give us the fire to continue to communicate with you constantly, the passion to continue to search for you in every moment, to keep our eyes open and fixed on you. Help us to do your will and not succumb to the ways of the world. I pray that you would remind us that it's not about being right, it's about our heart and being our genuine selves before you. We hope for a heart posture of full surrender and thankfulness. We love and praise you, Lord. Amen.